Welcome in to the Rockies Insider. I'm your Rockies Insider, Patrick Lyons, with an emergency podcast. Bud Black, relieved of his duties, fired as the manager of the Colorado Rockies in his ninth season at what is easily the worst start in franchise history, coming off back-to-back 100-loss seasons. Bench coach Mike Redmond has also been relieved of his duties. Warren Schaefer will take over as the interim manager, not permanent, but interim manager for right now, goes from the third base coach and infield coach to manager. His bench coach will be the newly instated hitting coach, Clint Hurdle. No word right now on who the new hitting coach is going to be, but of course, there will be a lot of shuffling, as there has already been for this franchise that continues to struggle and make all the wrong history. The final straw, of course, coming on Saturday night, a 21-0 loss to the San Diego Padres, the third worst loss in baseball history. And I say it that there's been other losses with a much larger run differential, but to get absolutely shut out by a guy making only his second ever career start in the most offensive-friendly ballpark in the history of baseball, to lose 21-0 and have your third 8-game losing streak of a season in which you've yet to even reach the quarter pole, you've yet to even hit 25% of your games played, most 8-game losing streaks in franchise history already here with just 40 games played. And timing is what the timing is. The decision, I imagine, was made last night. Going down into that clubhouse on Saturday was like attending a wake. It was probably the least I've ever wanted to go down into the clubhouse and talk with the players, because there really wasn't much to say. There wasn't much to say with Bud Black either. It was one of a few times in which going down into the press room that everybody sees on Rockies TV, going down into that room where we talk with Bud Black, where Buddy was already in the room before all of us rushed down to talk with him. And he was sitting there talking with Ryan Spielborgs with a look of absolute dejection on his face. And it had been happening a lot more in the second half of last year, where we knew that by the time we got down there, Buddy was already going to be there. Probably didn't address the team. Not much to say again when you lose 21-0 to a team like the Padres, or any team for that matter. So there wasn't really much to say. And in fact, we didn't even talk to Bradley Blaylock, who tied the franchise record for most runs allowed by a pitcher. He gave up 12, tying Sean Chacon back in 2003. He came into the clubhouse ever so briefly, saw us waiting near his locker. We were actually waiting for Jacob Stallings, truth be told, as he pitched two innings as a position player in the eighth and ninth inning, and created a little bit of fun, a little bit of something. And Blaylock just looked absolutely beat up, as a guy who that 21-0 loss gets hung on him. And it's hard for a young player who's still a rookie to accept the fact that this loss is not because of you. I think it's also hard for a lot of these young players on this team to know that the 7-33 start to this year is not on them either. Now, they're the players that are going out there and doing it, but the 7-33 record this year and the 133 loss pace that exists for this team the rest of the year, should they continue to play like this, and the last two 100 loss seasons and the last six consecutive years of not making the postseason, rests 100% with owner Dick Monfort. You could put as much as you want on the front office, but owner Dick Monfort is the one who put those pieces in place. He is the one that appointed all of those people, continued to give raises to folks within the organization, which is his right. He is a loyal guy. He is a great businessman in that way. But when it comes to baseball, it's a completely different set of skills. And sometimes, like today, on Mother's Day, on May 11th, the axe just has to come down. Someone's head has to roll. You have to learn from something and move past it. You get knocked down, and while you're down on the ground, you need to think about, what do we need to do differently in order to get different results? so that when you do get back up, you don't get knocked back down again. And the Rockies have not done that. The front office has not done that. And owner Dick Monfort has not done that and has not changed anything. I'll get to the comments here in just a moment on the YouTube side of things. Go ahead and leave one there if you end up having to listen to this just as a podcast. Head on over to the Rockies Insider YouTube page and you can leave a comment. I respond to all of them over there. But this move to get rid of Bud Black is one that I knew was going to happen. It was going to come at some point. He couldn't be the manager forever. You don't have to know a lot about Major League Baseball or baseball history to know that that's never happened. It just doesn't happen. Even when Connie Mack owned the Philadelphia A's, at some point he got out of the way. And the franchise was better off for it. But 2 years ago was really when the clubhouse started to get very, very stale. 2021 was the aftermath, was a hangover following the Nolan Arenado trade. And Trevor Story was still there. John Gray was still there. And there was some hope that maybe you could bring these guys back, do something different, and maybe recapture some of the glory that was had in 2017, 2018, and the first half of 2019. But 2022 begins after the lockout, after the work stoppage, and the Rockies made some aggressive moves. That offseason in 2021 and 2022, the Colorado Rockies invested over $300 million in payroll. Not a lot of people realize that. A bulk of that came from the $182 million given to Chris Bryant, which was at least $30 million more than anybody else wanted to give him on the open market. And owner Dick Monfort wanted that shiny prize. He wanted Chris Bryant more than anyone else. And so he forked over $182 million. And over the course of that offseason, including the first week of the year, when they announced the Kyle Freeland extension, there were extensions for Antonio Senzatella, Elias Diaz, CJ Krohn, Ryan McMahon. They brought in Randall Grichuk. There was Chad Kuhl. You had Alex Colome. There were a few guys that they brought in at the tune of over $300 million of investment on the roster for a team that had just removed their franchise cornerstone in Nolan Arenado and got nothing for Trevor Story and John Gray. They got a draft pick that they were hoping would be something someday. And yet, while we wait for that prospect, and I'm not even going to name names, you know who I'm talking about, but that's not fair to that individual player. But you drafted a player, you took the draft pick in order to kick the can down the road when you needed players right then and there, and you got none of that. Now, Bill Schmidt was only the interim GM at that time. And even still, I think we've seen a lot of moves that Bill Schmidt either has or hasn't made at the behest of owner Dick Monfort. If Dick Monfort's not signing off on that, or if he's not the one orchestrating the deal entirely, then it's not much of a Bill Schmidt type situation for him to be the one that's pushing the buttons. But they opted to go for the draft pick, and that's still yet to come to fruition some 4 years after Trevor Story's last game with the Rockies. And in 2021, they made one trade of Michael Givens. And I'll tell you this, Michael Givens was not traded because they liked the prospects that were coming back. They did. There was other reasons why they wanted to get him out of the clubhouse. That was why Michael Givens was traded. Not because they saw an opportunity to trade a player when their stock was high and bring back prospects. They wanted to get rid of him from the clubhouse. And then in 2022, they were the only team in Major League Baseball that did not make a trade. All of that is malpractice, and all of that is why the team is the way they are today. And it's that kind of acceptance, that kind of complacency that has come out of ownership that has allowed the organization to fall behind on the times across the board. Across the board. When Kyle Freeland the other night spoke about, they're just better, we're doing everything wrong, they're doing everything right, I believe he was actually just talking about the 26-man roster. He was just talking about the game. He was just talking about the season, because he did say pitching, hitting, and fielding. So he was talking about the team. But very much, you can think that he was talking in a much grander scale about the organization doing everything wrong. And that all stems from owner Dick Monfort. And despite the change at manager, the roster is still the roster. The people in charge are still the people in charge, still making the much more grand decisions. And even if you see the needle getting moved ever so slightly, how much does that actually change things? Not a lot. A lot of people did backflips in 2023 when the Rockies made those four trades. And for the first time in a decade, I believe it was 2012, was the last time that the Rockies made a trade of subtraction at the MLB trade deadline, not including the dump of Troy Tulowitzki's salary, because let's be clear, that's what it was about, was getting out from underneath that cash. So that was not a, hey, our team is not good right now here in 2015, let's get better for the future. That was not why that trade was orchestrated. It was done to save money. So the last time that the Rockies had made a deal of subtraction at the trade deadline was 2012. They traded Marco Scudero to the San Francisco Giants, and Scudero won a World Series. And the Rockies, I believe at that point, said, well, now we just can't trade anybody because that's going to make us look bad. That's not what's going to make you look bad. It's nearly 30 years of losing seasons out of 33. It's losing 100 games 3 years in a row. It's quite possibly putting together the worst team in the history of a sport that's been around for 150 years. That's embarrassing. Not Marco Scudero winning a World Series in 2012 with the San Francisco Giants. So while everyone did backflips about 2023, those trades, that was an exception to the rule. And yet there were two more deals that came in 2024, but they weren't very aggressive. The Nick Mears deal was pretty good. And they've gotten back something good in return. That was nice. But you need to be doing that throughout the calendar year. You need to be doing that in the offseason. You need to be getting creative and not just drafting players, doing your best to develop them, and then holding on to them, and then letting some of them languish in the minor leagues. And when the rebuttal is, well, we're not letting them languish because they're just not ready yet. Why aren't they ready? Because you didn't develop properly? So this change for Bud Black, there are plenty of people out there that are probably happy to see that go. I never really had many issues with the game calling that Bud Black was a part of and his coaching staff. He's one of the most respected guys in all of Major League Baseball. Yeah, there are people that this offseason came up to me and said, why is Buddy still there? Why does he want to stick around? And to that, I never got to the bottom of that. I think he really wanted to pass the torch to the next generation of players, like he was able to do in 2017 when he elevated Freeland and Marquez, John Gray, all those guys, and went to back-to-back postseasons. He wanted another bite at the apple in terms of a legacy with a Brenton Doyle and an Ezekiel Tovar and Michael Tolia and Hunter Goodman and Chase Dolander. That's what he was looking at. And because the front office and the owner said, well, you know what? Buddy can keep a steady ship. He can keep all of these ducks in a row, even if that creates a bit of complacency, even if that creates a stale clubhouse, we're not going to have anything outlandish. We know that we're not going to have any major scandals. Being the worst team in the history of baseball, frankly, is not a scandal. It's awful. It sucks. It's malpractice. But it's not a scandal. And I think the Rockies have too often been worried about, well, we don't want to have a scandal. So let's just cross out all of that, all of those players over there. Let's not worry about something like that. Let's avoid headaches. So let's just ride down the middle of the road and just grab median type players and hope that we can maybe make them a little bit better. And let's just avoid anyone that could quite possibly be a headache. And they are suffering because of that. And there's still 38,000 people showing up to Coors Field. And there are fans infuriated by that. There's some fans that don't care. There are fans that don't even know who's playing in the game. That can't even Can't even name anyone on the team right now. I don't want to steal the thunder from an article coming out from Mac Wilcox, who did a really good job. He was at the ballpark on Saturday talking with fans. He's got an article coming out on Purple Row, so a pre-plug. I don't think that's come out yet. But letting go of Buddy is a Band-Aid on a much larger problem. Sure. I said it 2 years ago, and I was laughed at by some people because they knew better. 2 years ago, I told people, I had cut those conversations like you do in the dugout and with other people from other organizations. And you say, I don't know if Buddy's going to be able to last this season in 2023 because it was heading towards 100 losses. And the Rockies had never lost 100 games. And they'd always prided themselves as being an organization that had never lost 100 games. The Rockies prided themselves on being the 29th best team in baseball. They haven't always been 29th. There are years in which they are much better than that, yes. But as long as they're the 29th best team, that means there's always somebody else in the rearview mirror that's doing worse than them. They've always felt, and by they I do mean owner Dick Monfort. He's always felt that as long as you could point and say, well, at least we're not this guy. At least we're not this team. At least we don't have that going on. Then you can feel good about yourself. Well, when Derek Shelton was fired the other day from the Pittsburgh Pirates on Thursday, I grew worried for Buddy on his behalf because that meant there's nobody behind the Rockies in line. They were last. They were 30th in terms of the hot seat. And then you get the 21-0 loss. This news could have come down Saturday night even, potentially. But if you remember, the Rockies were able to score a bunch of runs late in that game. They scored 5 runs in the 8th and 2 more in the 9th to make it 13-8. I don't even remember what the score was on Friday night. It was irrelevant. But they got absolutely drubbed on Friday night. And I think those late runs saved Buddy's job. You know, I mentioned that Buddy's the only manager that I've ever had since covering the team. I started in 2018. And so I knew that the day would come in which he would be gone. And I knew that, you know, in 2023, when I said, hey, it's getting a little stale, you might want to make a change so that some of these young guys, they can maybe take that next step forward and not know what it's like to be a consistent loser or be on a team that is consistently losing. So you can immediately, you know, try to erase that from their memory and become players on a team that has somewhat more of a winning formula. This clubhouse right now doesn't know what it's like to win. They just don't know. And that's not their fault. These are the greatest baseball players of their generation. They legitimately are. And say what you will about, well, if you're ranking them 1 to 1,000, maybe there's some that are on the outside looking in of that 1,000. But if you want to say the top 5,000 ball players alive right now, yeah, the entire 40-man roster is in that top 5,000, whatever. These are the best baseball players. But they don't know how to win collectively as a unit. I think that will change a little bit under Warren Schaefer. And I can talk about that for a while later on as well. But they were losing that ability to know how to win. Certainly since the retirement of Charlie Blackmon, you've got more of that going on. Not that it really helped that much in 2023 and 2024 when you still lost 100 games with Charlie Blackmon on the roster. But that's neither here nor there. There could have been a change in 2023 to reshape some things. I don't think it would have made a difference, a big difference. I think you would have had two 90 to 95 loss teams in 2023 and 2024, had you made a shift a little bit earlier on Buddy. But the reason why some people laughed at me was because that's just not what the Rockies do. They don't fire managers, and they certainly don't fire a guy that at that time was someone on the precipice of managing the most games in Rockies history, which Bud Black is number one. He was close to having the most wins in franchise history, which he still remains number one. And so Buddy is only the third manager to ever be let go mid-season by this team. Buddy Bell in 2002 for Clint Hurdle. Clint Hurdle was let go in 2009 to make way for Jim Tracy. And now Bud Black here in 2025 has made room for interim manager Warren Schaefer. Thank you for going over on the social media, supporting all the videos, content that's over on X or Blue Sky, at Patrick D. Lyons, at Patrick D. Lyons MLB, or at Rockies Insider. Thanks to everybody for joining and listening, playing along, asking those questions, and providing me some wonderful momentum. But unfortunately, as I like to say, momentum, it's only as good as your next day's show. So of course, talk to you tomorrow.